everybody. You're listening to Adina, and we are on Growing Up Indigo. Today I decided I was just calling the show Growing Up because that's what I feel like, and believe me, I'm not very young. So we're on Growing Up Indigo, and you're on BBS, where if it's not mainstream, you're on BBS Radio. Don was just serenading me to the song that we play, and he's a good whistler. I could never whistle. That's one thing I always wanted to do. Because it just, I don't know why. Why would I want to whistle? But I did, and I couldn't. So, if you want a live reading today, please call in at 888-627-6008. I'll say that again. If you want a reading, call in at 888-627-6008. So today, all week, I had been thinking of so many things I had to say. They were really important. And I know that people who do radio shows pretty much, they know what they're going to do. They have it planned out. And I have to say, I used to do that, not to the letter, but I had a definite plan. I don't do that anymore. And this time, I knew what I wanted to say. And I told myself, write it down. But I was never at a place where I could write it down. And I said, okay, remember it. My memory is just not what it used to be. And although I remember conversations word for word 20 years ago, I don't remember what I did yesterday. So I haven't been able to write it down. Wouldn't you know, today, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. I have this tall glass of liquid right on my desk. No, not scotch. It seems that way, but it isn't. It's worse. It's Diet Coke. Went all over my desk, all over everything. In the back of me, I have 3 gurgling, bubbling fish tanks. That's another thing. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would turn out to be this person. This person is an animal person. Not that I wasn't an animal person, but I certainly wasn't an animal person. I had cats all of my life, but I always just, because we had cats. So when you grow up with cats or you grow up with dogs, you are that kind of person. But I wasn't just an animal person who loved animals and had to have them. I just loved cats. And so when I became an animal person, that was bizarre for me. And now I'm an animal person. I'm one of those. And they've taken over my life. Fish have taken over my life. I mean, I have these, my office is not huge, and I've got these 3 huge tanks. And any free money I have goes on these tanks for the fish. They eat better. The quality of life they have is better than ours. Everything is better for them. So one of my fish is sick, and I spent the entire time preparing for her. This is insane. What else happened? A lot. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about something specifically. I'm always talking about manifesting and how we manifest and that we're manifesting 24 hours a day. And people say, well, give me an example of that. So here's an example of how not to manifest or how we manifest daily in ways that we do and don't want to. By the way, can you hear my little bubbling in the background? I'll be quiet. Did you hear that bubbling? No? I had to turn off 2 of them because that would have been a concert of bubbling. So, and no, they're not going to die. They just won't have their oxygen. No, it's fine. They actually like that for a while. So, this is how we manifest. About 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago, I was getting really annoyed by... No, I wasn't annoyed, but this is the longest I've ever had a computer in my life. Usually I get one replaced every 3 to 4 months because the kind of computer I get, I hate that computer. And I won't say their name because I have nothing really against them. I just don't like them. So that's the kind of computer I get. And this time I decided I'm not getting that computer. I won't. I insisted on getting another kind. It's still a PC. But I switched brands, and it's lasted. Not only that, but since I got one the right way, I updated and I backed up, and I put my last computer's information into this one. So I have 10 years of pictures and documents, plus I work from home. So everything is in this computer, like everything, downloaded books, and I can't even tell you what's in here. No, what was in here. So, silly. I was starting, the only thing that was bothering me was I also downloaded so many browsers. There was Firefox, Google, AOL, Yahoo, Hotmail, Outlook. Oh, I don't know. There was just so many. I just really couldn't handle it. And I don't think it was the stuff that I had. I really don't think so. And my computer was fine. I had 3 virus scans, malware, everything. It just became too difficult. And I started to write about it. And I started to say I liked it better when there was just AOL. And to be honest, I know people are going to go, ugh, the best one that I still liked was AOL. I know. Everybody was like, that's horrible. It's awful. It was still the one I preferred. So I do have a Gmail account, and that's what I do my business on because it is more reliable, but I still like AOL. Anyway, so I am not even, I won't even download pictures from friends. I immediately know it's a scam. I just scan everything. And it wasn't even a week ago. I don't know why I did this. This is how we manifest. I had been saying there's too much on the computer and all of that. And I get this pop-up on my, I can't believe this, on something I was doing. And it said, warning, do not go any further. Do not pass, go, do not collect your $200. Call Microsoft right away. And I went, okay. So they have a number. I call up. And this is what I say. Hi, are you really with Microsoft? Yes, we are Microsoft approved. And so I said, okay, well, I have a virus. And they said, well, hang on right here. And they said, can we have access to your computer? Mm-hmm, sure. So they went in and they said, oh, you have so many viruses that this is going to take a two-day job. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you for fixing my computer. And I said, hey, wait a minute. Are you these people that, like, charge me $500 for this and it's a ripoff thing? And they were like, oh, no, we're not going to charge you that at all. So they don't. But they come in and they say, we have to do this, blah, blah, blah. They have access. They do it. And the next day, I watched them, though, and I have to say, after like a lot of years on the computer, although I don't know about workings of computer, I know software. And all they're doing is cleaning out my registry and things like that. And I'm like, uh-uh, I can't believe you. I can't believe you fell for this. So I watched them do it. I come back the next day, and my computer's really running slow. They've managed to get into like places in my computer that no one's ever gone into. And I think I'm really smart. And I think I'm smarter than I actually am. So I go in and I manage to take them out as administrators of this program. And I put myself in as the only administrator. Yeah, I think I'm a genius. So I call them back and I said, look, you gave me the virus. You were the ones who managed to get in, piggyback on me, and get me to call you and order this. I could have gotten the McCaffrey you gave me for, you know, a tenth of what you just charged me. Just give me back the money and take your scanware back, take it all back, and we're fine. We're okay. And he said, well, if you really didn't need me, why'd you call me? I said, we just went over that because you gave me the virus in the first place and got me to call. Anyway, all of that. And he starts to get really, like, nasty. And I said, are you kidding me? Do you really want to go through this whole thing? And he said, yeah. And he was just being obnoxious. He knew that what he did was true. And I thought that I was safe because I had gone in and done what I did. But, you know, come on, these guys do this for a living, and I don't. So I don't know what I do for a living. No, I'm joking. So this goes on for about 10 minutes, and he says, you know, I can shut you down. And I said, really? Now, I forgot what I'm like. I really did. I'm supposed to be talking about manifesting, and I will. I have always had that kind of personality that doesn't back down. In fact, forget about backing down. You don't even have to challenge me. I'm right there. So I said, really? You can shut me down. And I really didn't think that they would do it. Plus, I really didn't think, I thought because I had taken them out as administrators, I was a genius. So he said, yeah, I'll wipe you out. I'll zip you out. I'll shut you down. You will have nothing. I said, bring it on, little man. So he yells out something. Oh, wait, I have to tell you this first. Before, like when you call them, someone gets on the phone and they say, hello, like that. And I say, hi, can I speak to their name? And it's like John Smith, literally. And it's not John Smith because you know they don't speak our language. Not that I'm saying that's a bad thing, but they're not born here, that's all. And so I say, can I speak to John Smith? And they say, hold on. And then they come back on and they say, he'll call you back in 5 minutes. And then the guy calls me back and he says, what can I do for you? You know, that kind of thing. So he yells out something in his own language and he's screaming. And then he says, you got it. And then they hang up. And the next thing I know, my screen is going in and out, in and out, in and out. And we're fighting over control. Do you remember the movie Star Wars? Not Star Wars, I'm under me saying. I forgot what it was. Oh, you know, it's just with, oh, God, Ali Sheedy and, oh, you know what I'm talking about. I can't. I don't even remember it. But you're fighting for control of the computer. I finally get 3 minutes of control of my computer, but I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And I realized he won. He won, he won, he won. It's black. It's gone. It's done. Everything's gone. Everything's gone. That's how you don't manifest, people. That's how you learn. Do not manifest like that. So there it was. I got what I asked for, didn't I? Everything is gone. I had to call the real Microsoft and say to them, what do I do? And they said, well, he got you. I said, no kidding. She said, well, what you do is you reinstall Windows. I had to go out. I had to get one of those USB things, and I had to start from scratch. Now I have no operating thing. Well, of course I do. I have Microsoft, which, by the way, I don't really want to say this, but I will. Out of every single browser, that was the one I never used, because no matter what password I use, the next time I go to sign on, they say, that's not your password. I have it written down. I know what it is, but yet they say it's not that password. So I never used it because it happens every time. So this is how we don't manifest. Now, here is what I say when someone says, why is this happening to me? And I've done it myself. I will say, why are these things happening to me? And we say, I didn't choose this to happen. So when we say that we create our own reality, we also say, well, I didn't create this, and I'm going to say to somebody, you didn't, no? And they say, absolutely not. I say, well, how does it get here? I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? If we create our own reality, and we freely say we do, a lot of people say we do, some people still say, well, that's like blaming the victim. And I don't agree with that either, because I don't think it's about victimhood here. I don't think I'm a victim. I think there were a lot of reasons why I created that. Number one, sheer stupidity. I'll explain that better. I didn't know how else to do it. I didn't know. In other words, there was a part of me that was stupefied by all the information that I had on this computer. What did I take out? What did I leave? Which kind of browser did I keep? Which document did I go through? What did I do? I don't know. It was all too much. There's also a lot of things, of course, that I'm leaving out. There are things that were tied into some of this down the line that I went down afterward. In other words, there are things that I'm leaving out that are tied to this particular place, I'm not going to name their name, although I should, because they're a scam, and I really should name their name. And I might think about it. And there's also connected to them a place where I have been using as a gateway for many years that I am getting fed up with, that's attached to them as well, that I am getting upset with and might want to leave. So there are so many reasons. So what I have done and what I do with people I speak to is say, if there was a payout, if there was, let's just make believe there was a payout for you. And they say, what? And I'm just like, just listen, just be very objective. And that goes with everything. I am a survivor of cancer, and I've done this with people who were ill. And I have to do that with myself as well. If there was a payout in any way from any situation, a breakup, being badly in debt, being ill, having awful things happen, if there was some kind of good, some kind of lesson, some kind of payout for you, what could it be? Remove yourself. Don't think of yourself as the victim. Don't think of yourself as having someone having done it to you. What could be the good thing that would happen? Well, I'll tell you right now what could have been good about this. I feel free. I really do. A lot of people would assume because of a lot of the loss that I've had, I would be the last person to want to give things up or give things away or let go of things. I'm actually the opposite. I don't really know why. And yes, I do. Of course I do. Because I've lost so many people to death and illness, I clean everything out of the house every 6 to 8 months. I'm like the opposite of a hoarder, because I have so much inside that I haven't given away, that I give everything away. I give away readings, I give away things, I give away jewelry, I do, because that's just, I don't want to hold on to that because I hold on so much inside. So getting rid of this, all that I kept was giving away 10 years of things that held me back too. So that was one payoff. And I think it was healthy. I really do. It was pretty healthy. So I wanted to talk about that. And that's, maybe it's not so much an unhealthy way of manifesting. It certainly took me off the hook, don't you think? It got rid of some of the guilt I would have felt, because there were documents on there, readings, I think. And you know what? There were, oh God, I'm going to cry. There were the pictures. That hurt, because there were pictures on there that were, I don't know about that. I don't even want to talk about that. But I do want to say that the pictures of my childhood, my mother and sister who were gone, are all upstairs in the attic, and those are the ones that count. And there are other things that, there are other people and other things and documents that I had to let go of. I had to. So that relieves me of a lot of the guilt. So that is a very good plus. So maybe there is a reason everything happens, whether we think it's good or not. I also wanted to talk about the readings that I'm going to do today, and we're almost coming up on them because I really want to get them done. And I wanted to talk about a few of them today. A lot of the readings I get, and I don't know why I wanted to bring this up, because it was just interesting to me that a lot of the readings that I get in the free readings, you'll notice, are all about a person and another person. And it's usually that we attract what we're about. And when I first started, all of these were the readings I got. And you would assume that these are the type of readings that I get in terms of what I do. Oh, I know why I want to talk about this. It's really important. Okay. The reason I want to talk about this is, well, I'll just start like that as I was starting. So we usually attract what we do. And what I attract in the free readings seem to be all about relationships and does he or she love me coming back and all of that. And when I first started out, that is what I got. And I absolutely loved it. And I did all those readings, and I used to do so many of them a day. I never get this kind of reading anymore. In fact, I wouldn't even say this is 10% of my work. What I do now is really a combination of mediumship and Reiki healing and angel reading and psychic work all kind of together. But the reason I wanted to talk about this was because a lot of what I'm doing is teaching people how to do this, because I'm attracting people that are gifted. And I think it's because I love doing it. You just start to attract what you are. And I wanted to say that the reason I started doing this, the radio, the show, was not to do interviews, was not because I wanted to answer questions, because I've done that anyway. I've always done free readings. I've always done them on my site once a week, and I always wanted to do that. The reason I started doing the radio was specifically because I felt that there were so many people out here that were going through what I went through. Obviously, I think even if you've heard me once or twice, you've heard that I'm just you. I'm exactly like you. I've had hard times in my life. And you've heard, I know that everyone says, you either have this gift or you don't. And you know what? I'm sorry. This is what I'm going to tell you. Yes, I think if you're gifted, you know that you have an ability. But if you go to somebody who tells you, you either have this talent or you don't and you can't teach it, get out of there. Walk away. Because I'm going to tell you something. Even though I knew as a kid that, no question, I had this and I was gifted, I didn't really, it didn't blossom for me. Well, yeah, it did, but no. It didn't start to go crazy until I dedicated myself and started really taking workshops. And I'll tell you why. I was a medium, but I had blocked it out. I didn't even remember I had blocked it out until I went to my angel workshops. I didn't become an animal communicator until I went to my angel workshops. I didn't become a medium until then. And I know now that my greatest gift is mediumship, not psychic. And how do I know that? Simply because when I'm working as a psychic, and I had started that first, when I work as a psychic, I am working. I'm working. You know how I do a medium reading? I say a prayer, and I'm bewitched, or genie. I blink, I say a prayer, I ask, and that's it. I breathe. That's what mediumship is for me. I breathe. And I learned how to do that. So I don't care who tells you what. Even though I did do that as a child, and I blocked it out because I was terrified of it, someone told me how. Someone showed me. So you can learn it. I wasn't an animal person. Excuse me. Until someone showed me. I learned how to do it. So that's why I'm saying, excuse me, I just have a tickle. Just a minute, I have to take a drink. Not scotch. Much better. Until someone showed me. So we can do this, and we can learn how to do it. Hi, everybody. You're back with Adina on BBS Radio, and no, I'm not dead. But I do have to tell you that I have a habit of doing this, and I almost died twice. So I'm not going to die on air. I don't think so. But I have a habit of, like, swallowing the wrong way, and I, like, it's really, like, a really bad thing. But anyway, so I don't even know what I was saying. You just want me to stop talking and do free readings, don't you? So anyway, I'm going to do that. But the reason I started doing this was because you're like, please stop. This was because I know there are people out there that are sitting there and thinking, I know when I listen to people who are professionals doing this, they always sound so like they were born together, don't they? Like they were born just like, yes, I've always seen this. I have always been clairvoyant. Like, don't they sound like that, right? And I used to listen to them and think, oh, my God. I grew up reading biography after biography after, because I wanted to know, how do you get there? How do you pull yourself together? I was a mess. I came from dysfunction. How do you do that? So it just, I didn't know how. I didn't know, how do you get there? And everybody I heard or saw, they were like, I was like, sure, they can do it. Sure, they can do it. Sure, they can do it. They didn't have this. They didn't have this. They didn't have this. And as I've evolved over the years, it occurred to me, that's me. I am that now. And how did I get there? I don't know. I'm just still me. I'm me, but I'm you. So that's what I'm trying to say. You're you, and you can do it. I don't care what you want to do. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm telling you that you have in you anything you want to do, anything. The reason I do metaphysics is because that's what I do. That's who I am. That's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. And the reason I feel that this is important for you is because anything you want to do has to start here. I mean, it doesn't have to start with you being metaphysically talented, but it has to do with you understanding how the universe works and universal law. And it also helps if you understand how your, I guess, yeah, how your unconscious works, how prayer works, how spirituality works, how... And I'm not going to say religion, but yeah, I mean, religion takes you where you need to go. So I am not religious only because I'm not religious. But if you are religious, that's where it should take you. Sometimes it detours into other things, but it should take you here. That's what it's supposed to do. So that's why I'm saying all this. Okay, now, the readings. The free readings. Here we go. That's why I wanted to talk about it. So the free readings are mostly about love. That's not what I do at all. I really don't do anything like that anymore. Although I do them with my clients. They usually start talking about a relationship, but then we get into so much more, and it just covers so much more stuff. And I'm just saying that I haven't done this in a long, long time. Also, excuse me, people have asked, why do some people do, and this, I'm saying this specifically, because even my producer just said, not this time, but about a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, he said, oh, I thought you wanted a break, because you were very quiet. And the reason I am is when I'm doing a reading, I need just a few seconds to, like, get the information. And so people have asked me, why do some people pay by the minute or charge by the minute, and some people do a block of time? And personally, I do, because if I'm going into a reading, I can't just look at it, a question, and then go boom, like that. It takes me a minute, 2 minutes. Why should you pay for a minute, 2 minutes? I'd rather, you know, give you a block of time. And if anyone has ever had a reading with me, they know that I am not going to quibble about 10 extra minutes. God knows. So you get a block of time, And if it takes me a few extra minutes, you get that time. That's all. I don't like going by the minute. I think it's creepy. I used to do that many, 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 many hundreds of years ago. And yes, I am that old. So we're going to start with the free readings. And as I mentioned on my Facebook page, some of them were a little strange this week, but we're just going to answer them. Some of them were just, and yes, of course, I picked the ones that gave me names. So here we go. Let's see. Now, this is from R.S., and it's the first one, but she needs to know if her and someone who by the name, which I won't say, but it begins with an S, and the name of this person happens to be the name of my darling, wonderful, adorable, love child, is okay. She wants to know if there's another girl involved and if they're okay. So I'm going to ask for her right now. And again, if you hear just a tiny minute of silence, as well as if you hear me talking to people, it's me talking to somebody else to find out some information. Don't get nervous. Okay. Here we go. Is RRR and F. Okay. Oh, and is there another girl there? So, I'm looking. Now, I don't know who's, I didn't ask who I'm, whose view I'm looking at. What I did this time is just kind of look at them both, see what's going on. And from what I can tell, they're fine. Yeah, they're fine. As a matter of fact, are. What I can tell you seems to be that it's a very stable relationship. And that I got the feeling from the email that you guys were younger. Just, I don't know. I don't know why. But from looking at this, I feel you might not be that far. You might not be as young as I thought. And the reason I'm saying this is because I almost get the feeling that you guys have been together a while. Hold on a minute. And the reason I'm saying that is because I get that you're both pretty conventional. You are both very stable, except that you both feel as if maybe you're not. Well, that might be him. Hold on. Let me just check. Ooh, wait a minute. So, something recently came out. Like, you are felt that you recently heard something that you didn't want to hear. Not that S is with anyone, but now you're thinking S might be because you wanted something to happen a little quicker than S did. So you're thinking to yourself, why? You know, why is this happening? And no, I don't think it's because there's anybody else there. I think it's because you're a little more mature. Really, I think that's why. What I also feel is that S likes his lifestyle to be exactly the way it is. I think, as I said, you are both very stable people who like the way things are. And I also want to say that, why? No, it's not that. It's really not that. Our S is, I think, very devoted in his own way. I think he's got a lot of fears about happiness, a lot of fears about what would make him ultimately happy. I think I feel that work in particular, or if it's not, it's not work, it is something that he really loves doing, and he devotes himself to that, right? And I think that he feels, I love you, and I love that, and I'm not going to, it's that he is very determined, and that he feels, I'm not giving up on that, right? That's it. That's it. He's not giving up on that. And that's his first love, and I think you are too, and you're fine. okay? Just it's not the relationship. It's his other love, which I believe is something he does, and he's determined, and that's it. So you're okay. Okay? Okay. So we've got that answer for them. And we are now going to move on to the second question. And again, I just want to tell you, I don't pick these, and meaning that I don't pick these out. I take them as they come, and I answer them. So I have to move on to the next. Usually I print these out. Of course, guess what happened today? It didn't work. So, and guess what's happening right now? I have all the questions lined up, but now they're not even showing. This is lovely. Unbelievable. This is like the worst. Okay. Here we go. And this is T. And T gives me her information, and she wants to know if N, she wants to know, okay, T, you're a little too young to be asking this question. She gives me her information and his. She wants to, I'm not answering this question, T, and I'll tell you why. You're too young, okay? Your age is close to, is actually in my son's age. And if he ever asked me this, I would laugh at him. So you're not getting an answer. I'm going to tell you if you two will have a lasting relationship, but you're not getting an answer to this question. Not the one you asked, okay? So, I mean, she's legally able to ask me this question, yes. Of course she is. But I'm a mother. I'm not answering this question. It's not that it's illegal. It's just that I think she's way too young to be asking this question. So I'm just going to answer T, who asked me about N, and I'm going to answer if they're going to have a lasting, good relationship. Okay. So let's see if T and N will last. Okay. Let's see. You know what? N is a very practical guy, and you're both devoted, and you know what else I think? I think that, hold on a second, okay, this is a little tough, let me tell you why. I feel like, and this is part of why I don't want to ask honey, because I think there's a sweetness with both of you. I think you're both very tender and gentle. I think that moving ahead to the next phase in your life is still up in the air, and that's why I don't want to ask. So I can't answer, and it's true. It's not. I'm not saying this because I want to get out of it. I'm not saying because I don't want to tell you. I'm just saying that what I actually see between you is that this is romantic, very romantic. And I also have to tell you that what I see is two people who tend to be very, when I say gentle and I say kind people, I also see a tendency to get hurt easily. And because of that, he's a little bit more practical, I think, than you are. But I also see that he is, he's very, for his age, I believe, he's got a lot of responsibility, and I think he takes that very seriously, and I'm not sure that this is going to go into what you hope. So I can't answer yet. I think he has some choices to make. Okay? But I think it has a lot of good points to it. But I can't answer that question. Okay? Sorry, T. But I don't seem to want to let this one go. Hold on a minute. I can't. Okay. Does he have, I'm just going to ask the question, does he have a responsibility right now in his life that is unusual? Because if he does, that might be something that gets in the way, but not totally. If he has a responsibility and you're fine with this, this relationship could go far. Okay? Do you understand? Write me at askadina@aol.com. Okay, let's go and get something else so we can answer that. And let's see. Okay. They're reloading again. So sorry about this. Where did they all go? They're supposed to be reloading. And, oh boy, this is unbelievable. I'm so sorry. This is, Gmail is supposed to be the good one, too. I'm wasting moments, Gmail. I'm going to go in here where I have them all saved and see if I can get them out this way. They're supposed to go. I have them all saved. I should be talking about something that's really, okay, let's see. Here we go. Okay. I have something from C. R. And no. They didn't print this. Okay. This is from, I'm trying to get, they didn't do this correctly. This is from M. She wants to know, will DH get together with her? So I think what she's saying is, will they get together with each other soon? So I'm deducting that they want to know if they are going to get together again, if they're dating. And her name is M. So M wants to know if it's actually WH. Okay. And I have a little description. Here we go. Will WH get together with M soon? So on this question, what I'm doing is going to him. This is a little different. And most of the time, I usually go to that person. But because people have been asking me what's going to happen to them as a couple, I've been looking at them as a couple. Sometimes you'll hear about when somebody does an astrological portrait of people, that's what they do. They blend two people. There are different kinds of portraits that people do, and that's what I'm doing. I'll blend them together, but most of the time I really like doing people separately, and I love looking at someone else for that person because I can tell you what everybody's thinking and feeling. I don't like doing that on air, though. I really don't. And so when I am on air, I am editing every second everything I'm saying because I just don't want to say it. When the only time I wouldn't is if I'm in a mediumship reading, and that's only because I can't. When I'm in a mediumship reading, I am gone. I'm gone. I can't do anything other than do what I do. In a mediumship reading, that's it. I'm gone. I am not here. I am there, and I am doing that. But, so let me just do this. Okay. Oh, no. I'm wrong. Wait. This is so funny. I did part of the question. That is so funny. It's DH. M is laughing at me right now. Okay. Well, D, just keep it to D. A, and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so how does he feel? Ah, nice, nice, nice. But what's the matter? Why does he feel that way? No, not about you, not about you. I just want to know why he feels this way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is everybody on Earth going through this? Because, oh, wait, somebody asked me another question that I have to answer. Okay, Em, I am definitely going to finish this, but it made me think of something. Okay. So, let me tell you what I'm getting, okay? Dean is going through a situation that I think, you know, most people, not really, that's not true, but a lot of people go through, and I think he is dealing with an end in his life right now, and I think he's just feeling what he's feeling about that. Hold on. I think that he's worried about things that are very practical in nature. And I think you know about that. I do think he feels that his life, however, even though he's dealing with those issues, is going to change for the better. So that's really good. So I usually get what somebody's thinking about immediately, you know, when I look at them. And now I'm focusing in on you and specifically. So I'm asking, tell me what you feel about her specifically. Are you going to get together? Are you going to want to go forward with her? Okay, let's see. Okay, what I get is that, this is interesting. The way he feels about relationships in general right now, I think he's just, it's not that he's not open. He wants to be, but he wants them, it's almost like he's saying to me, I want to have one, totally. And I want to have one that is the way it's supposed to be. I want to have one that is great. He's saying to me, I am looking for the relationship I'm supposed to have. I'm looking for the one, like fate. I'm looking for whatever is supposed to be, should be here. But he's not telling me that this is the one. He's not saying it's not the one either. But what I'm trying to get across to you, Em, is that it's not that he's not in the place, and it's not that he is in the place to be with you. It's that he's saying that he's dealing with still not having been coming from, I'm totally open. He's coming from, look, this is what I was dealing with. So I'm still kind of thinking about that. I'm worried about practically where I am. Yeah, I'm a little hurt. Yeah, I am moving forward in my life, but, you know, I'm torn and there's a lot of stuff going on. So I think when I ask the question, are you going to get together with her? I get him kind of being, you know, I need to recover a little bit. It would be okay, but I don't get him ready to move on or balance everything. And so I don't know that this would be the greatest choice for you. I really don't. I think that he's waiting for somebody to plunk down in front of him and be the perfect person. And that's a heavy kind of load to carry. I think it is. I think I wouldn't want to be the person that has to prove that I'm the perfect person for anybody. So that's my answer. I could give you a direct yes or no. And in that case, I am going to say, day to day, yes. I could say you get together again, okay? But you decide how you want to feel about that. Okay, so we're going to move forward, and I want to see if I can get this question. Someone asked me, and I don't know where it's going to be because, of course, Gmail, when I need you. Okay, I can't. So I'm going to just do one more. I can see this one. And this one says, someone wants to know, will D give L another chance? So here we go. Will D give L another chance? And so let's see. Here we go. Okay. Will D give L another chance? Okay, this one's a little Interesting. Okay. Huh. I'm gonna say, come on. Come on, Dave. Say yes. I'm gonna ask yes or no to him. And what does he say? Well, interesting. Oh, he's kind of heartbroken. I can't say yes. I can't say yes. But hold on. Can I? Let me just try. Okay. He wants to go out. I mean, no. He's torn. He's torn, and he thinks that, you've really hurt him. I have to say that. But I think he's got friends. I think he's got family that he leans on, and I think he can be stubborn. I do think, however, that he will talk to you. That I get. He will have a conversation with you. It's going to take him a while to get over it, but I do have to tell you that you have a strong relationship, and once you talk, he might be open to this. So I'm going to say there's a good possibility of yes. So I'm sending my love to you. I'm sending my love to everyone. I want to tell everyone that Jill Madsen, by fan request, is coming back on March 2nd, and she has a new CD out, and she'll be here with her genius and I don't even know what to say. She's amazing. I also am reading a book by someone called Adele, and Adele has written The Little Black Book of Suicide Notes, and I'll talk about that next week, and I will be back next week with free readings, and I'm sure much more prepared than I am today. And we love you, and stay tuned to BBS, because if it's not mainstream, it's not on BBS. We love you. Bye, guys.